You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting at 92.5 FM in Revelstoke. Here's your latest news update. Amenities like grocery and liquor stores, a gym, and an art gallery are coming to Arrow Heights, as well as a for-profit childcare center. These businesses are signing leases to move into the ground floors of three Mackenzie Village buildings. Thanks to a recent unanimous City Council decision, some of these businesses will have the flexibility to expand their floor space. Shelley and David Evans are the Mackenzie Village developers. They applied to the city in May, requesting floor space expansion. There are 19 commercial units in Mackenzie Village. The original maximum floor space for each was 200 square meters. In their report to council, city staff noted that it's physically possible for only five of these units to expand up to the requested 450 square meters, and that these are the only areas of the property permitted commercial use. The rest of the buildings are slated for apartments and short-term rentals. Currently, none of the Evans' future commercial tenants know for sure that they want 450 square meters, but they want the option to combine units to expand. For example, Joe Galler is leasing a unit to open a childcare center. Galler also owns short-term rental condos at Mackenzie Village and is the executive director of the Revelstoke After School Society. There was a public hearing on Tuesday regarding the requested floor space expansion. Galler addressed council at this time, saying she's already eyeing the unit next door to expand the childcare center, and this is before it's been built. In the report to council, city staff also mentioned that two restaurants, a grocery store, and the Mackenzie Village architect firm may want larger floor space if they move in. The city got many letters of support of the Evans request. There were far less letters against it. There were over 20 members of the public at the hearing on Tuesday. 11 of them addressed council, including three downtown business owners who were against allowing the units to expand. Stephen Cross and Mark and Pat McKee said that allowing this would be predatory to downtown businesses. In an attempt to mitigate predatory competition, councillors agreed that only four of the units would be allowed to expand up to 450 square meters. I spoke with Shelley Evans outside council chambers after the decision was made.
So first of all, we're very proud that the 90% of the people are local people who a lot of them couldn't get businesses downtown. So we have, of course, Joanne Galler, who is our daycare provider, which is wonderful. We are in talks with Alchemy to do maybe an Alchemy 2 because they're starting to expand. So that would be wonderful. That's just building four. We're in talks with a restaurant, but we can't really say which one right now because they haven't even gone through a lot of the processes yet. So then we have a decor store by a local girl and her sister. Mm-hmm. We have Little Spoon is going to be doing a coffee shop, which is amazing. Lauren is going to be doing like a wee workspace because currently the co-op is full downtown. And mm-hmm. so she's going to do another workspace, and I believe she's collaborating with them to take some of the overflow. We have a gym that's going in. One of them is from a local girl born and raised with her friend from school. Then we have the art gallery with Susanna and Haley and Megan, three local girls. I'm in talks right now with two guys over the grocery store that's coming in. And then we also have ARC, the liquor store. So that's in our sales office. So our sales office comprises of our architects, my sales team, a showroom for people to come in and take a look at future phases. And then we probably have about three spaces left, but we're in no hurry. We're just seeing what's out there and just want to create a great community.
None of the businesses currently know for sure that they'll expand, but the flexibility is appealing.
And so none of them right now, like the grocery store, for example, they're not wanting to be bigger?
They have not decided.
Okay.
Right now, because it's really tough opening a business, right? Mm-hmm. So they are debating between the one and the two. Currently, under the zoning, they could do that. Honestly, what they have proposed tonight, staff proposed, is kind of what we're doing. Because as they said, we only had five units. that could actually be changed into bigger stores. So there was really no threat to the downtown core. There was no threat to retail. That's all we had anyway, and we were only looking at restaurants and grocery stores. But if Steve Cross would have asked us, we would have told him that, but he'd prefer to fearmonger, mm-hmm. and you can quote me.
Yeah, that's okay. And the grocery store is
it? Gonna walk away.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Sorry, I'm so very. Yeah,
no, that's okay. The grocery store, is it another company coming into town, or is it an expansion?
It's an independent.
Okay.
It's an independent. So far, everyone's an independent, but ARC is a cooperative, which I think is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They're lovely, lovely people.
Oh, that's the liquor store.
That's the liquor store that's coming in. Armstrong Co-op.
Okay.
And they have been just wanting to get. That's why we're so happy it got passed tonight, because then that means that they can move forward.
And how much of a difference will having this zoning amendment pass make for you attracting businesses, do you think?
Well, I think really great, because especially the two big restaurants where our main concerns is that none of them are over 4,000 square feet. All of them are under that amount. And so for them, that just means that they can actually get their business plan. They can do everything instead of going, we'd like to do this, but now we have to go through a zoning application. And, then who does that? Do we do that? Do they do that? Do they have to spend the money? It just takes time. So for it's really a big win for us that we look at it, because, and I don't want to use the word win, actually. It's just great. Staff has been, and I want to put on record that the staff has been great. They did request the 450. None of the two combined could be over, I think, 400 square meters. So we didn't need that extra 50, and that really caused a lot of drama. But anyway, we got kind of what we came here for, so that was really great.
Shelley Evans owns Mackenzie Village Development with her partner, David Evans. For more on this story or to listen to it again, go to the news section of our website, stokefm.com.